Preferences Part 2B. This is the second half of our tour of Preferences Part 2, where we start off from document formatting and we'll have an extensive tour of speech dictionaries, symbol pronunciation, and at the end we'll tour how to revert everything back to factory defaults. So sit back and enjoy, or if you want to try out various preferences settings as we pick up starting from document formatting settings. The document formatting dialog. In this setting, you can change various things that NVDA would tell you when you wish to obtain formatting information by pressing NVDAF. To open this dialog, press Control NVDA D, or you can go to NVDA Preferences, then to Document Formatting. We will not have time to go over each example of the settings in there, but I'll give you a short description of what they are. You may have seen this already when you listen to Chapter 5 on Microsoft Word, specifically when we use formatting commands extensively there. So I'll press Control NVDA D to launch this dialog.
Document formatting dialog. Announce formatting changes after the cursor can cause a lag checkbox not checked.
What this means is that every time you move the cursor, it will try to detect any formatting changes. This does have an impact on performance. You might want to leave it off, actually. The next ones are really different formatting information that NVDA can tell you. Let's go through each of them and see what they are.
Report font name checkbox not checked all done.
Font names like Calibri, Times New Roman, Tahoma, and whatever the font name it is.
Report font size checkbox not checked all des.
The font size point, the font point, like 12 point, 15 point, the larger the point, the larger the letters are.
Report font attributes checkbox not checked all b.
Attributes and so forth.
Report alignment checkbox not checked all done.
So justifications such left align, center align, right align, and so forth.
Report colors checkbox not checked all C.
So colors, it'll give you background color and foreground color and so forth. Usually background color is white, blue, black, etc. And foreground color is a color of the letters themselves or text.
Report style checkbox not checked all Y.
Style will be like paragraph, outlined, body text, and so forth.
Report spelling errors checkbox checked.
You've seen this already. So when as we read the document in Chapter 5, when we deal with Microsoft Word, you saw spelling errors. And NVDA did announce spelling errors as we read through the document.
Report pages checkbox checked all P.
Report pages, so it'll report you on pages as you move, use page up and page down to move through the pages.
Report line numbers checkbox not checked all down.
If you do this, it'll try to tell you the line number that you're on.
Report line indentation checkbox not checked all die.
It'll tell you how much the line has been indented, like number of tabs and so forth. Mostly useful if you wish to write anons, which are written in Python code. More on Python later.
Report tables checkbox checked all T.
If you enable this, then it'll allow you to see whether something is inside a table or not.
Report table row slash column headers checkbox checked all D.
This is needed in Microsoft Excel and other spreadsheets, and you saw an example of this in Chapter 5. So in order for you to read row header column and column header row, you have to enable this option in document formatting.
Report table cell coordinates checkbox checked all though.
If you do this, then it'll tell you the coordinates, like spreadsheet coordinates, web page coordinates, and so forth.
Report links checkbox checked all down.
Now, we're getting into browse more settings, and it'll tell you the links and so forth.
Report headings checkbox checked all gauge.
It'll tell you that you're on the heading and so forth.
Report lists checkbox checked all die.
Lists.
Report block quotes checkbox checked all Q.
A block quote is a section of text that's listed that enclosed in quotation marks. Usually has a different background color.
Report landmarks checkbox checked all D.
A landmark is a point where you can jump, where it describes the section of the page you're viewing, like a form landmark, navigation landmark, content info landmark, and so forth, mostly used in newer web browsing standards.
Report frames checkbox checked all done.
A frame is a small window, a small rectangular window on a web page usually, that holds relevant information, such as navigation frame, news frame, content frame, footer frame, and so forth.
OK button.
And there are others to it when it comes to configuring various document formatting options. And this, some of the options you saw also apply to browse mode. If you want some examples of where these are used and where they can be heard, listen to Chapter 4 for browse mode related document formatting, and Chapter 5 specifically Microsoft Word on other formatting information. And as always, you can get formatting information by pressing NVDA F. And let's try that.
No formatting information.
There's nothing there for OK button. So you can check formatting anywhere, anytime. So this completes the main NVDA preferences dialogs. The next ones are dictionaries and punctuation pronunciation customizations. So let's move on to our next section on speech configurations. Speech dictionaries. In many screen readers, I would say all screen readers, you can change how words are pronounced. And this is inherent fault of me and some synthesizers. Every synthesizer has faults when it comes to pronouncing certain words. And NVDA Synthesizer eSpeak is no exception to this, nor Vocalizer and other synthesizers that are in use. For this reason, many screen readers provide facilities to change pronunciation of words. NVDA is no exception to this. In NVDA's pronunciation dictionary is slightly more powerful than majority of screen readers out there, in that not only it processes words, it can also pronounce patterns.
Show icons tooltip.
Sorry, that it can also pronounce patterns of words or characters to something else. There are three speech dictionaries that are in use by NVDA. One is the default dictionary, so it works regardless of which voice you use and where you use NVDA. Then there's a voice-specific dictionary, which works only when you use a particular voice. Then there's a temporary dictionary, which stays as long as you run NVDA at the particular time. We'll tour all three of these, actually. For voice dictionaries, we'll be using different voice variants in eSpeak to actually listen to what the voice says. So let's go to speech dictionaries, and there's no shortcut for this, although there were tickets out there which advocated adding shortcuts to dictionaries. To open dictionaries, you go to NVDA preferences, then go to dictionary submenu.
NVDA menu. General settings.
General settings.
D.
Now I'll press D.
Default dictionary. D.
That's the one that we'll cover first.
Voice dictionary. V.
Voice dictionary.
Temporary dictionary. T.
Temporary dictionary.
Default dictionary. D.
And so forth.
Prep.
And dictionary files are stored on your user configuration. So perhaps you can copy user's configuration dictionaries to somewhere else, like a portable version, and so forth. And speech dictionaries, you can add various things in there. You can add just words, phrases, you can change pronunciation based on case sensitivity, and you can even put in what is termed regular expressions or patterns of words and characters. So as you go through dictionaries, you may see some quite complicated examples of regular expressions and things that you can do, which were available as settings in other screen readers. So let's tour by starting with default speech dictionary. The default speech dictionary. The default speech dictionary works regardless of which voice you use, which synthesizer you use, and it will not go away when you quit NVDA. And in this dictionary and subsequently on any other dictionary, you'll see the similar thing. You get a chance to add some words or patterns, give its replacement, check whether if it is case sensitive or if it's a pattern and whatnot. You can add, edit, and remove dictionary entries. So let's open the default dictionary, and the example I'll be using are two examples. one with case sensitivity and one without. So let me add the word one, O-N-E, and replace it with the letter, with the word two, T-W-O.
NVDA menu.
So I'll go to NVDA menu.
General settings, G.
So I go to dictionary.
Default dictionary, D.
Enter.
Default dictionary dialog. Dictionary entries list all D.
Now, by default, it's empty unless if you put in something else.
Add button alt to that. Add dictionary entry dialog. Pattern edit alt P.
But before that,
default
let me give a tour of that.
Dictionary entries list alt D.
So this is a list of entries that I'll show you. It'll show you the original, the replacement, whether it's case sensitive or not, and whether it's a pattern or regular expression. Regular expression describes patterns of characters, such as 0 through 9, alphabets, some punctuations, and so forth. These are usually can be used as placeholders.
Add button alt D.
You can add entries or dictionaries.
Edit button alt D.
Edit entries.
Remove button alt
D. And remove entries if there's any.
Pressed. Dictionary entries list alt D.
You can remove something.
Add button alt D.
But then you have to choose the whatever that you wish to remove.
Add dictionary entry dialog. Pattern edit alt P. Blank.
So let's go through adding a dictionary. So I have a dictionary where I said add dialog. So the first edit box is pattern, or I would say original word. So I'll type in the word one, O-N-E.
Replacement edit alt R.
Replacement
blank.
T-W-O.
Comment edit alt C.
You can
blank.
Write comments like test test entry.
Case sensitive checkbox not checked alt S.
This time no. So case sensitive means that if it's case sensitive, then it will do something else. It will apply different rule.
Regular expression checkbox not checked.
It is said to put placeholders or patterns and whatnot.
Okay button. Default dictionary dialog. Dictionary entries list. Test entry dot. Pattern. 1. Replacement. 2. Case. Off. Rejects. Off 1 of 1.
Usually it's turned regex. To cancel whatever that you added, you can press cancel the add button. Add dialog. Or you can press escape and exit out of this.
Okay button. Untitled
okay.
Notepad. Blank.
Let me write some words in here. One, it's, I type in one, W-O-N-E-S, O-N-E-S-E-L-F, A-N-Y, O-N-E. Now, in original, it would have been read one, once, oneself, and anyone. Now, because we changed the twos, it'll read as
two, twos, twoself, in a twelve.
In a twelve, so it's like
blank.
So regardless of where the word appears, it will change that pronunciation to something else. Now let's try something with case sensitivity.
NVDA menu. Default dictionary. D. Default dictionary dialog. Add button all. Edit button all D. Pressed.
Let me edit the.
Add diction. Test entry dot. Add edit button all D.
If I change
edit
it.
Okay. Case set. Check.
If I check case sensitivity.
Okay. Default okay. But untitled. In a twasel. Twos. Two. In a blank. One.
Now, what I did was originally I typed in O-N-E in all lowercase, but now I typed in capital O.
Carriage O. N. E.
O-N-E. Now it's not pronouncing anything.
What in a twat? What blank? Anyone. Oneself. Ones. One.
Now, even if the one of the characters changes the case, the lowercase, uppercase, uppercase, lowercase, etc., then it will change the rule. So in this case, original text was lowercase. So if I apply case sensitivity, whenever I got a little uppercase one O, then it will skip it. Or it, for that matter, if any of these are these characters O and E are uppercase. And reverse is also true. If we had a uppercase, if we put lowercase words, and if we enable case sensitivity on in the dictionary entry, then it will change the pronunciation rule. That is with adding case sensitivity and whatnot. And as we go through the voice dictionary, we'll take a look at regular expressions. Voice-specific speech dictionary. As opposed to default dictionary, where the entries stay the same throughout the NVDA session, and it will not change despite you quitting NVDA, or apply to all voices, voice-specific dictionary allows you to change how things are pronounced when using a specific voice. To give a demonstration of that, let me change the synthesizer real quick to eSpeak.
Synthesizer eSpeak.
Untitled notepad, edit multi line 1, pitch 40, rate 70, rate 50, rate 40, 1, edit to self, to self, edit well.
84, so.
1, self, anyone, blank.
Now, this is slightly easier to understand, I believe. Now, I'll go to voice dictionary, and in eSpeak is the language that you're using.
NVDA menu. General settings, D. Default dictionary, D. Voice dictionary, V.
Voice dictionary.
Voice dictionary, C. Users, user app, data roaming, NVDA speech, dict, C, speak English, as not dict, dialogue, dictionary entries, list, alt, D. Rate 35.
Now it's empty. Let me add some items in there.
Add dictionary entry dialogue. Pattern edit alt B blank.
Now in the pattern, I'll type in the word frog because that's the word, that's the example that's using the
replacement edit alt R blank.
Bird.
Comment edit alt C blank.
Test.
Edit.
Voice test.
Case sensitive checkbox not checked alt S.
It's not case sensitive, so we dealt with that already.
Regular expression checkbox not checked alt E.
We'll come back to this later.
Okay button. Voice dictionary can okay button. Untitled any one cell, any blank.
Now let me type in the word frog.
OF line feed. Bird any word bird blank. Birds. Bird. Birds. Blank.
So no matter where the word appears, it'll change the pronunciation. Now let me change to default English voice.
Voice English double voice English North. Voice and Scottish. Voice English. Voice default. Voice Greek. Voice default. Frogs.
Now,
blank.
Frogs.
Blank.
Errors in English United States.
Voice English up. Voice English double. Voice English us. Birds. Blank.
That's a really, really powerful difference. Where depending on voice, it will change the pronunciation. Just slightly more powerful than default dictionary alone. Where it will stay the same regardless of which voice you're saying. Voice you're using. This means that you can also use to change pronunciation of, let's say, patterns. And let's go and give a demonstration of regular expressions using Nuance vocalizer, actually.
Nuance.
Untitled frog, blank.
And the voice is, again, synthesis specific. So in eSpeak, I told bird, whereas
frog.
It says frog
blank.
In here. Now, a regular expression is used to expand patterns when it is encountered. So it's, for instance, you can say, do something when we have all digits. So whenever digits encounter, it'll do something else. Or think of it like a wild cards or placeholders where you put in star wild cards, you're copying some stuff and it'll copy everything, every folder, whatever that is, that matches the pattern. There are several ways of representing regular expressions. The most popular one being the Perl version, where it uses ASCII punctuation to represent regular expressions. Common ones are star, which means zero or more occurrence of something, or plus, which is one or more occurrence. So for instance, in the example of number 405, if I say 0 through 9 star, it'll match 405. But if I say 0 plus, then it will still match because there's 0 in the middle. But if I say 6 plus, it will not match because there's no 6 in there. There's other specialist regular expressions where you can group them using brackets, left bracket, right bracket. And then you can do amazing things, like you can say beginning of the line, end of the line, but that's usually not covered in this tutorial. There are tutorials online and books out there which covers all about regular expressions. So let's get into regular expressions and voice specific. This time I'm using Samantha from Vocalizer to test this.
NVDA menu, general settings, G, default dictionary, voice dictionary C, users, user app, data roaming, DAW speech, dicts, vocalizer, Samantha, English, United States, dot, dict, dialogue, dictionary entries, list, alt D.
Now let me add in some entries.
Add dictionary entry dialog. Pattern edit alt P blank.
Now, let me add in some pattern. Let's say if I encounter 0
ticked.
let me try this. 0 star. One or more zeros.
Replacement edit all dark.
Say O.
Comment at case regular check.
I'll check regular expression because it's a placeholder or pattern for this.
Okay, voice to cancel. Okay, but untitled notepad.
If I edit type in, say, 120.
120. Blank. Zero. Blank. 12. Blank.
And so forth. They won't ask for anything because it's only really like a zero or more occurrence of such. Now, let's do something else.
NVDA met general default temporary untitled NVDA voice dictionary C pattern. 0 star add button all to.
Let me edit this entry. So 0 star.
Edit dictionary at quote 0.
1 star.
Replay right OK button. Voice dictionary C. OK untitled.
Oops.
12 0. 120.
Now, it applies to 120, 0, and so forth, because there's no, is 0 or more occurrence.
NVDA menu.
But if I have something like,
general setting, default, voice dictionaries, pattern, add, edit button, edit dictionary.
If I change to, say, plus.
OK button, voice, OK, untitled, blank, frogs, blank, 100, blank, 120, 0, 12.
It doesn't do anything.
Blank.
In there. But in this case, it doesn't really do something in there. But what really comes to handy is if you have something in middle of some kind of a expression, say some number divided by some number, like number slash number. If that's the case, what you can do for fun of this, you can change whatever that and replace it with some kind of a word. For instance, if I have something like
NVDA general setting default voice dictionary pattern,
maybe remove
button not pressed. Dictionary entries.
It doesn't give you dictionary a pronunciation. It doesn't give you a confirmation that it has been removed.
Add dictionary entry dialog.
Let me type in something like to group items. Let me type in left bracket 0-9 right bracket. And I have to put in plus because it's one or more digits. Slash left bracket 0-9 bracket. Right bracket. Once plus again. So once you encounter this.
Replacement edit all dark. Blank.
We can say A divided by B.
A divided by B. A. D. I. V. I. D. I. E.
Oops.
I. A divided by B.
I divided by B.
Regular check. Okay.
Yes.
Voice. Okay. Untitled.
So let's see if I type in, say, 1. 2. 2.
A divided by B.
It matches. I type in
caret 1/2.
1/2.
A divided by B.
But it says A divided by B because
caret
it matched the group. So let me try something else. Slash.
Blank.
1/2. 2
blank.
Slash didn't match.
Slash.
Single slash didn't match.
2/.
2/ didn't match.
Blank.
Slash.
/3.
/3 didn't match because there was nothing next to the slash. Because it matches exactly. Exact pattern, because it matches exact patterns. Because I typed in some group of numbers divided slash another group of numbers, and I told it to say A divided by B. For another example, let me type in 0/0.
A divided by B.
It says A divided by B. So it's
caret.
So it's really powerful when it comes to replacing certain patterns of things, like groupings mostly. And one, if you want to say something else. But let me do something different this time. Perhaps if we change 0 or more occurrence to 1 or more occurrence.
NVDA inst list with 2 items version 2.2.
Oops, why did I?
NVAC instant NVDA gen default voice dictionary C dictionary pattern 09/09 replacement a divided by B add button not edit
button edit
dictionary
this.
Left 0 tap not right plus slash blank plus.
Oh, it is plus. Oops. What if I change
blank,
the plus slash star?
Left bracket zip tap not right plus slash plus. Replay cupcake regular OK button voice dictionary.
But actually, it was backwards. Actually, I typed in 1 or more occurrence, but now I replaced with 0 or more occurrence.
Okay, remove button. OK, instant.
For fun of this,
a divided by B, a divided blank.
Everything matches. So there's a difference between putting a plus and putting a star in there.
A divide carriage
first
return
was
1/2.
1/2
carriage return slash
and slash
carriage return 2/ carriage 0/0 carriage slash carriage slash 3 carriage
what
return.
What I did was I typed in first of all I typed in 1/2 and it says A divided by B Second time slash. I type in 2 over, and I type in slash, and I type in 0 over 0 and 0 over 3, and the slash, and then blank slash 3. And now it matches everything.
Blank. A divided by B. A divided by B. A divided by B. A divided by B. Blank.
Whereas if I use eSpeak.
Synthes eSpeak.
Untitled 0 2 slash blank 1 slash 2 slash 2 slash 0 slash 0 blank.
You see the difference. But now if I use Vocalizer.
Untitled blank. A divided by B. A divided by B. A divided by B. Blank.
It didn't happen before. So if I put in plus after the grouping, it'll search one or more. But if you say star, it'll say zero or more. So it's quite a powerful way of matching patterns using regular expressions. And as you just saw now, when we use eSpeak, it just said something slash whatever. But now when we use a vocalizer, it says something else. And that's the power of voice-specific speech dictionaries and regular expressions. Up next will be a temporary dictionary, that is the dictionary that's used only during this particular NVDA session. The temporary speech dictionary. The temporary dictionary is useful for demonstration purposes, and if you want to test some dictionary entries before you apply it in permanently. For instance, you can experiment with new regular expression without making impact on existing dictionaries and so forth. And once the regular expression is satisfying for you, then you can apply it to other voice and default dictionary and so forth. And unlike default and voice dictionaries, temporary dictionary entries will be gone when you exit NVDA. And to give a demonstration of that, let me add some entries to your dictionaries. We'll be using frog and bird again.
NVDA menu, general default dictionary, D.
Temporary, please.
Temporary dictionary dialog. Dictionary entries
let
list all
that
dictionary.
Frog.
Replay. T.
Bird.
Temper. Okay. Untitled notepad.
Now, if I type in frog and frogs, or F R O G S.
Ford. Blank. Bird. Blank. Birds.
Now, if I quit NVDA.
Exit.
If I restart.
Taskbar.
You heard when
untitled.
I typed in frog, you heard birds, but now.
Ford, frog, frogs.
Eh? What happened? It returned to the original values. And that is the power of temporary dictionaries. You can do something similar with regular expressions, like case sensitivity, and so forth. And this is where temporary dictionaries are useful when you're going to really experiment with pronunciation rules during that particular session. And then once the session is great, session is done, you can perhaps copy it over to the default and voice-specific entries later. And you can do other things with speech dictionaries, like changing values and going over what you typed in and so forth. And you can edit each of the entries and so on. Don't let pattern and replacement overwhelm your pattern. You can think of it as original entry or placeholder pattern. Replacement with replacement words. And don't worry about regular expression unless if we're working with patterns or placeholder text. And this is the power of NVDA's speech dictionaries suite. We have two more things for you. The last specific setting is punctuation and pronunciation. And we'll also end chapter 7, and in fact the whole preferences, with reverting to default settings. So see you in the next setting. Punctuation and symbol pronunciation. There might be times when you want to change how punctuation and symbols are pronounced by NVDA. You can definitely change that in NVDA. In some cases, certain functions or certain punctuations may not give you the character that you want. For instance, in some punctuations, star is not announced. Sometimes dots are announced, underlines are announced, and so forth. You can change that definitely. To change pronunciation of function, not function, but sorry about that. To change pronunciation of punctuations, go to NVDA Preferences and select Punctuation Symbol Customization. This is usually the last preferences item, unless if you added add-ons.
NVDA menu, General Settings, G. Symbol break, not read, input, operate, speech, punctuation, slash, symbol, pronunciation, P.
Just P, enter.
Symbol pronunciation dialog. Symbols list all guests.
Now, this is a symbol. This is covered in
dot sentence ending.
Each language has symbols.dic, which is a symbols dictionary. In English, there's one there, and then for each language other than that, out of English, it has symbols and a language code after. So for instance, symbols ja.dic for Japanese, symbol.es for symbol es for Spanish, and so forth. By default, it shows you the default entries that are found in the symbols dictionary. And the
sentence ending, replacement, bang, level, all 2 of 84.
Now it gives you whatever that is in there. And then you can change things like, when would the particular symbol be pronounced, how is it going to be pronounced, and so forth. Let me change a couple of entries.
Dots, sentence ending, replacement, bang, level, all 2 of 84. Change symbol grouping. Replacement edit all dot symbols list.
First was
sentence ending. Replacement. Bang. Level.
Now, bang. That's the exclamation point.
Bang. Space.
Bang. That's the list tab.
Change symbol grouping. Replacement edit all dot. Selected bang.
Let me replace to
G B.
Exclaim.
Left. Replacement edit all dot. Selected exclaim. E. On X. C. L. A. I. M. Bang. A-L-C-L, exclaim.
Exclaim.
Level combo box all collapsed all down.
Now, this is where you can select levels. You can say all.
Most.
Most.
Some.
Some.
12. Some 12. L-E-V-E-L, space, N, level. Some. 12. Some all, character. All, most, some 12.
None.
Some. 12.
Actually, this.
L. Bottom, level. Right.
It says
e.
None. And it says like 12 because I changed the entry. Let me change
untitled
it.
Untitled notepad.
Let me remove the
MPDA jet default dictionary. Default dic test entry. Add edit remove pressed. Dictionary. Okay. Remove but okay. Untitled notepad. In list with untitled MPDA menu. Gen symbol pronunciation symbols. Dot sentence ending. Sentence ending. Replacement. Bang.
Let me
change
tap
symbol
it again.
Level combo box all collapsed all down. Most, some, none.
There we go, none. So, sorry about that because I had changed the entry in. So this is the level at which the given punctuation will be spoken. None means it will be spoken anytime.
Some.
At least some.
Most.
At least most.
All.
At least all.
Character.
When you remove that character. So because it's all.
All. Okay button.
Okay.
Can symbols list. Sentence ending.
And there's all there's to it when it comes to symbols list. So you select the symbol, and then you write its
change level combo replacement edit all dar selected exclaim.
Exclaim and replace with how it puts the symbol will be pronounced, and then choose a level, and we're done with it. There's no facility to add symbols out of symbols here, but you can edit the symbols.dic to add custom symbols. And you can actually manually edit symbol pronunciation by editing that file.
Untitled notepad. Blank. Symbol level most. Symbol level all. Bang. Blank. Bang.
This is bang, but...
High exclaim. High exclaim. Bang. High ex... Bang. Blank. Bang.
By itself.
Caret bang.
Caret by itself is... By itself is bang.
High exclaim.
High exclaim.
Bang. High exclaim.
And so forth. So, let's revert everything back to the. Let's try reverting everything back to the default.
Configure.
NVDA menu. Get symbol pronounced. Dot sentence ending. Sentence ending. Replacement. Exclaim. Level. All 2 of 84. Untype.
So.
Configure.
So what happens is that it doesn't really get replayed. It doesn't really get returned to defaults. I wish there was a return to defaults value, but it doesn't. So pretty much when you change symbol customization, it'll rewrite the dictionary file, unfortunately. So it might be handy to have a backup of some sort later. So this is the completion of all the tours around preferences dialogues. So, the last item we'll talk about is reverting everything back to factory defaults. Resetting to factory defaults. The last thing we'll talk about in the preferences series, chapter 6 and 7, is how to reset the configuration to factory defaults. That is, the settings that was there when you first installed or made a portable copy of NVDA. At the end of chapter 6, in part 2 specifically, you learned about how to save current configuration and revert to saved configuration. So you would use control NVDA C for configure to save settings, and control NVDA R once to revert to save configuration. There are two ways of returning the settings to factory defaults, and factory defaults can be overridden if you restore the save configuration. So there are two ways of doing that. The first way is using the NVDA menu.
NVDA menu.
Now press R.
Revert to save configuration R. Reset configuration to factory defaults R. Untitled notepad. Edit multi-line.
And if you press Control NVDA R 3 times, and this feature was introduced in 2012.3 and later. First of all, let me save current configuration.
Configuration saved.
So it was saved. So I will use the keyboard method. There is a bug where if you press Ctrl NVDA R twice, you'll hear error tones. You have to press Ctrl NVDA R, in this case, press R key 3 times quickly while holding down Ctrl and NVDA. Let me try that. So I'll press Ctrl NVDA R 3 times.
Configuration applied. Blank, blank.
Eh? Okay.
Configuration
restored to factory defaults.
Now that's the way. Although because of the error prone nature of this, if you really have to, I really recommend that you go through the NVDA menu to do this.
Configuration applied.
Let me change back to
NVDA menu. Revert to save. Reset configuration to factory defaults R.
Now you have to press Ctrl NVDA R 3 or more times to really achieve this.
Untitled notepad. Edit multi-line blank.
Now, unlike the keyboard mode, the keyboard command, it didn't say configuration applied. Now let me revert back to the save configuration.
NVDA R. Revert to
untitled notepad. Edit multi-line.
And configuration apply is displayed on the Brio display for me, at least on the Brio display. And this is useful if you want to really go back to factory defaults, and perhaps if you need to get NVDA to someone, well, obviously with all the copyrighted add-ons removed. Or if you want to really simply want to go back to factory defaults and set your configuration all over again, perhaps there was some corrupt configuration file somewhere. But then if you have restored the factory defaults, but then if you want to restore to the previous state, that is the setting before you restore the factory defaults, you can just reverse that by pressing Ctrl NVDA R or choose revert to save configuration from NVDA menu, so you can go back to the previous state before you reset the settings to factory defaults. This will not work if you restore to factory defaults, but then you save the current configuration, your factory default settings on your computer. If in that case, if you press Ctrl NVDA R, it'll go back to factory defaults. So this concludes all there is to it when it comes to preferences in NVDA. So in summary, we looked at how to configure various settings of NVDA to your liking, starting with preferences menu overview, and then going up to mouse settings in chapter 6. And in this chapter, we went over review cursor, various document formatting settings, speech dictionaries, and at the end, reset to factory defaults. There are additional settings that add-ons could have added, including OCR settings, instant translate settings, and so forth, but we will not meet them until we get into add-ons tutorial. And this really is the end of the tutorial series for beginners and I would say intermediate users. But if you want to know advanced features of NVDA, including Python console for developers, and reloading plugins and an introduction to Log Viewer, mostly used for troubleshooting, you can listen to chapter part 8, which is all about NVDA tools. And if you're interested in extending NVDA using add-ons, you can skip chapter 8 or listen to chapter 8 and go to part 9, which talks about all about add-ons. So hope the preferences were useful, and hope you might now know where to go when you wish to configure a particular setting to liking, perhaps to change NVDA's interface or to read table headers in Excel, or perhaps if you need to change a word that a particular voice speaks. So, see you next time in part 8 of the NVDA tutorial.